Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson, welcoming you in to another local high school sports update, giving you all the particulars on local sports in Cartersville and Bartow County for the past week and getting you ready for the week ahead. These podcast updates are brought to you by Elite Stone Supply, Three Way Campers, St. Angelo's Pizza, and Derek Strange, your Edward Jones investment advisor. We want to invite you to join us on Friday mornings from 7:10 to 9 a.m. for the Bartow Sports Zone show on WBHF in Cartersville. You can listen live from 7:10 to 9 and also on the new WBHF app that is available now wherever you pick up your apps. Our guests for this week will be Todd Eubanks of Woodland Baseball and Kyle Sandy from sandyspill.com. Kyle will update us on all the high school state tournament basketball action from around the state of Georgia. Let's get right to it with a local update on high school wrestling. The 2024 GHSA Traditional Format State Championships wrapped up last Saturday in Macon, with plenty of local competitors coming away with outstanding finishes. Adairsville's Jet Johnson won the 285-pound weight class in Class 3A, and Kerry Groh of Cass won the 175-pound division in Class 5A. Seven other local wrestlers made their respective state championship bout, but lost in the finals to finish as a state runner-up. Anitra Witherspoon of the Cartersville Girls 190-pounder, she finished state runner-up, as did Jamin Long of Adairsville in the 190-pound class, Lee Camp of Cass at 120, Zachary Wallace of Woodland at 138, Hayden Santora of Woodland at 144, John Gill of Woodland at 215 pounds, and Quadras Wilson of Woodland at 285 pounds. All of those wrestlers finished as state runners-up in the 2023-24 season. In the Class 5A team race, Woodland finished third overall, Cass was sixth, and Cartersville placed 18th. In the state team race, Ola won it, with Jefferson finishing second. In Class 3A, Columbus won the team championship, followed by Lumpkin County and Ringgold. Adairsville placed sixth overall in Class 3A. Other state placers from local teams included Jaylee Long of Adairsville. She finished fourth in the girls all-classification state championship in the 100-pound weight class. In Class 3A from Adairsville, Howard Bailey placed fifth at 157. Jacob Paisley was sixth at 165, and Seth Sellers was fifth at 215. For Cartersville in the Class 5A state championships, at 106, Jair Flores was a sixth-place finisher. Eden Neal at 126 finished third, and Taylor Nix at 138 pounds placed sixth overall. Also at the Class 5A state championships, wrestling for Cass and finishing as a state placer at 113, Hunter Barrett placed third. At 126, Luca Jensen was sixth. At 132 pounds, Rowdy Duck was sixth. And at 157 pounds, Mason Tompkins finished third. For Woodland in Class 5A, Amari Kennemore finished third in the 106-pound category. Noah Cates was sixth at 113. Dylan Cooey was fourth at the 120-pound class. And Heath Tatum finished third overall in the 165-pound division. Let's take a break here on the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. When we come back, we'll talk about some high school basketball and the state playoffs locally. Sponsors of the Elite Athletes of the Month, Elite Stone Supply at Baker Road and US 41 North is your local authorized Husqvarna dealer. See Elite for all your landscaping needs and check out the inventory of mowers, tillers, trimmers, and blowers. Need pine straw, mulch, sand, topsoil, rocks, or landscaping boulders? How about cultured or natural stone? Elite delivers with tons of options. Across from Racetrack, just north of Cartersville, on Facebook and at Elite. StoneSupply.net. To win in sports, you need to adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you create a game plan for your financial goals. He'll help you look at the big picture and help you plan for your future. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson. Let's jump right into the state basketball tournament playoff games that will be happening here locally in Cartersville and Bartow County. Locally, we had three region championship teams last weekend as the Cartersville boys won Region 7 5A, and both the Daresville teams won the region tournaments in 6 AAA. The Daresville girls, who are 19-9 on the year, will be at home on Wednesday night. They'll take on Dawson County, who is 17-11 on the season. The winner of that game will get the Hart County Douglas of Atlanta winner in the second round later this weekend. The Adairsville boys are 18-9 on the season. They will also be at home on Wednesday night as part of a doubleheader with their girls team. They will take on the same Dawson County program, who is 15-12 on the year. The winner of the Adairsville boys and Dawson County boys will face either Monroe area or Douglas Atlanta in the second round later this weekend. The Cartersville girls finished runner-up in Region 7 5A, so they get a home state playoff game on Wednesday night. It'll be part of a doubleheader with their boys team. The Lady Canes finished 15-12 on the year so far, and they will be taking on a 15-13 Cambridge Bears team. The winner of that one will take on the winner of Tri-Cities and Jefferson. Jefferson, of course, a one seed. So the Cartersville girls as a two seed would host if Tri-Cities were to win, and they win, and they would be on the road at Jefferson if the Lady Canes can win and Jefferson wins that other first round game. The Cartersville boys, playing in that doubleheader at the Storm Center on Wednesday night, finished 14-13 so far on the year. They are at home against North Springs, who went 9-19 on the year through the tournament. The winner of that game will play the winner of the Mays Winder Barrow game that's also in the first round. The Cartersville boys, who are a one seed, if they can win on Wednesday night, they will host again on either Friday or Saturday evening, most likely Saturday. And again, they will take on that Mays Winder Barrow survivor. Moving on to a local high school soccer roundup, let's take a look at how the girls and boys teams stand here at the winter break. The Adairsville girls are 4-1 on the year. They have wins over Darlington, Cedartown, Pepperell, and Murray County. Their only loss was a 4-3 decision at Sonoraville back on February the 9th. They are off this week. They play at Hiram next Tuesday and at Woodland on Friday, March the 1st. The Cass girls are off to a 2-2 start on the season. They had one-sided losses at Kennesaw Mountain and at home to Northwest Whitfield, but have now won two straight 3-0 decisions on the road at Ringgold and at Pickens. Again, they are off this week, and they return to the pitch next Thursday and Friday. They'll play at McEachern and at home against Cedartown. The Cartersville girls are 3-3 on the year. They have wins over Gordon Central, Heritage, Catoosa, and Cedartown. Their losses came to Cherokee, Villarica, and Allatoona. They are off this week. They play home next Thursday against Sonoraville. And the Woodland girls are 1-0 on the season. Their win was over Pepperell. They're off this week, and they play at Rockmart next Wednesday. Turning to boys soccer in our community, the Cass boys are 4-0-1 on the year. They have wins over Kennesaw Mountain, Ringgold, Pickens, and Dalton Academy. They did tie Northwest Whitfield on February the 8th. They are off this week with the winter break, and they'll be home against Southeast Whitfield next Tuesday, then at McEachern on Thursday, and at home against Cedartown on Friday to kick off the month of March. The Cartersville boys are 1-5, opening the season with a win at Cherokee on February the 2nd, but have now lost 5 straight to Cedartown, Villarica, Heritage, Allatoona, and Gordon Central. They are off this week for the winter break, but they'll play at home against Sonoraville next Thursday. The Woodland boys are 2-0. They have a pair of one-sided wins over East Paulding and Pepperell. They play at home this Friday against Paulding County. And the Adairsville boys are 1-2-1 on the year so far. They tied Murray County 1-1 last Friday. They have a win over Pepperell, and their losses were to Darlington and Sonoraville. They are also off this week. They play at Hiram and Woodland next Tuesday and Friday. Let's take a break here on the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. When we come back, we'll take a look at your local high school baseball action. St. Angelo's Pizza and Lake Point is proud to present its Pizza of the Month for February. The Buffalo Chicken, just $9.99 for a large. Indulge in this masterpiece featuring seared and seasoned chicken, gooey mozzarella cheese, and your choice of signature wing sauce in flavors ranging from mild to extra hot. Choose the Pizza of the Month or any of St. Angelo's award-winning specialty pizzas, wings, subs, salads, and desserts at 77 Old Allatoona Road in Emerson and online at stangelos.com.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Georgia at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm Charles Wilson, your host, and now we turn our attention to high school baseball in our community. Adairsville is 0-1 after a 5-2 loss to Pepperell on Monday evening. They will be at home against White County on Tuesday. They are home in a doubleheader on Saturday against Darlington, and then they have a home-and-home with Cass next Monday and Thursday. The Cass Colonels are 2-2 in the early going. They have two wins over Paulding County. Their losses came to Sprayberry and Norcross. They play St. Francis on Tuesday at the Pickens County Mountain Classic. They'll play Hebron Christian on Thursday in Jasper, and then they have a home-and-home with Adairsville next Monday and Thursday. The Woodland baseball team is 2-1 in the early going. They lost their opener to Villarica, but now have wins over Chapel Hill and Gordon Central. On Tuesday, they take on North Atlanta at the Pickens Mountain Classic. On Wednesday, they'll face Christian Heritage in Jasper. And on Thursday, they play Franklin County at the same tournament. Next Monday, they play at Southeast Whitfield. Next Thursday, they're at home against Sonoraville. Next Friday, at Pepperell. And 1 week from Saturday, they will be at home against Wheeler. The Cartersville Purple Hurricanes rank number 2 in Class 5A in the preseason poll. They are now 3-0 on the year with wins over Kennesaw Mountain, Woodstock, and Forsyth Central. On Tuesday, they play at Alexander. At home on Thursday, they'll take on Etowah, and at home on Saturday, they'll face Ringgold. Next Thursday through Saturday, they'll participate in the Perfect Game Tournament that's over in Hoover, Alabama. Well, that will just about wrap it up for this update edition of the Bartow Sports Zone podcast, but we want to remind you to always be on the lookout for the Athletes Beyond Bartow feature that is on bartowsportszone.com. This week's edition has updates on more than 50 different athletes who are participating with colleges around the country and are in the professional ranks. So check that out. Athletes Beyond Bartow is found each week on bartowsportszone.com. Well, until next time, when we get together on Friday morning for the Bartow Sports Zone radio show on WBHF 710 until 9 a.m. So long for now. I'm Charles Wilson. This has been the Bartow Sports Zone podcast.